Hello? I wish I was. Welcome back to the program. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside. Lindsay Eversmeyer, the general manager, head coach, and owner of the Fire and Ice SC WPSL Central Division champions, in studio with us.
Woop woop.
Make sure you go to her GoFundMe page and contribute. GoFundMe, get us to Cali. Is that what it is?
Yep. Get us to the finals in Cali.
Get us to the finals in Cali at GoFundMe.com.
That's right.
Help a sister out. Joining us, though, right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is a writer for BballBreakdown.com. He recently celebrated his 23rd birthday on Saturday. You can follow him on Twitter at YoungNBA. Shane Young, how are you?
I'm doing great. 23 doesn't feel any different, but thanks for the shout-out, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. So 23 and never a drop of alcohol, huh?
Gatorade, Mountain Dew, and water. That's the lifeline.
That's it. How do you live in a state full of bourbon and you've never tried it? How's that happen?
I live 3 miles from Jim Beam, and I smell it when I come home, but I just don't like it. I've smelled it, and people tell me it tastes like garbage. So,
who's telling you these lies? That's what I want to know.
You sound like a real drinker, Matt.
Well, I mean, I've been known to partake a couple of times. So Derrick Rose, the big news of the day, Derrick Rose signs a one-year, $2 million deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you think that now that this happened, that Kyrie Irving is more likely or less likely to get dealt?
Oh, I still think it's the same likability. I think that they're still going to keep him because, Cleveland has no incentive to trade Kyrie. There's literally no upside to doing it. He's under contract for 2 more years, and they can just simply tell him, look, you're here. You signed the deal. You're here until 2019, 2020. And if you're going to play it. You might not like it here, but if LeBron leaves, we're going to keep you because we know that we can't get free agents. We know we don't want to go back to the bottom being a 20-31 team again, which they would be so much worse if both Kyrie and LeBron were out of there. Kevin Love wouldn't want to be there neither. So I really think that even Derrick Rose signing today, he's just going to be a bench player, and Kyrie's still going to be the starting point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So do you think that's a sell job that they're doing to Kyrie Irving, is that, look, if LeBron does leave after this coming season, then the Cavalier team is all yours? I think that's basically what the sell job is. And then here's another thing, too. A lot of people I've heard it mentioned, but they aren't really talking about it. That Kyrie Irving, man, if he leaves Cleveland, he's no longer eligible for that Supermax deal.
Yep. Designated player veteran extension. You only get it if it's the team that drafted you. And the thing is, though, it's going to be kind of hard for him to get it anyway because he still has to make an All-NBA team, right?
Yeah.
And that's really going to be hard. There's only 15 slots. So how many guard slots? 2, 4, 6. 6 guard slots? And it's going to be really hard to do that anyway. So I think that he understands that. Steph, Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, John Wall, Isaiah Thomas, all those guys that got it this year, it's going to be it's not going to be impossible for Kyrie to do it, but
it's going to be difficult.
Nonetheless, he still has, he has to do it again. And we'll see. I really think, though, that he understands that he just watched Kevin Durant leave OKC. He watched Jimmy Butler get traded to a better team. He watched all these guys move. He watched Paul George get traded to a better team. And he sees that, the NBA is not about sticking around anymore. And if LeBron's bolting, why do I want to be here? It's 20 degrees year-round. Why don't I, let me go to San Antonio, Miami, something like that, or New York where, the weather's still the same. But it's New York, and he is a superstar name. He's a superstar talent. He does commercials. He has all these deals. I think he just wants to be the Kobe Bryant of the city, and I can't fault him for that, but it's really weird that I told you earlier this morning, Matt, he's the first player in history to not want to play with LeBron James publicly.
That's amazing that you brought up Kobe Bryant, and that's who he looks up to. And the way that he's kind of going about this is a little kind of like how something Kobe would do. Like, you know what? You told me that when you signed me to that contract, you know, a few years ago, you told me that you were going to build the team around me. You told me that I was going to be the guy. And then 2 weeks later, here comes LeBron James, and you build the team around LeBron. You're not really building it around me. So then after LeBron leaves next year, if that's what he chooses to do, if he leaves, then the team isn't built around me. It's built around LeBron, and we're going to go right back to sucking. So, I mean, I kind of understand where he's going with this as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can understand his sentiment that, you know, he's the second fiddle to LeBron, and I think it's more of that most of the problem is that he doesn't play with LeBron. I think that's a little bit just –
Hey, Shane, you're breaking up really bad. Is there a way we can call you back? Or?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're a little bit better, but you were kind of breaking up there for a little bit. So repeat what you said, please.
Oh, I said I think that only a little bit of the problem is that he doesn't want to play with LeBron. I think a lot of the problem is he doesn't want to be there for the aftermath.
Yeah.
So that I would say that whenever LeBron leaves, that he just doesn't want to be there and have to rebuild and be a 40-win team again with Kevin Love. So I can see him going somewhere like New York or Miami or something like that, but I just want to know why the Spurs were mentioned as an option, because does he not realize that Kawhi Leonard, although Kawhi Leonard's not as good as LeBron, he's right, he's like right behind him.
Sure, I think he knows that Kawhi Leonard is more of a reluctant superstar, and he knows that if he goes to San Antonio, he may not be the best player on that team, but he's going to run that team because Kawhi Leonard's just going to take a backseat to him.
I still think that shows that Kyrie's a little bit. He's a little off his rocker in this entire argument, because he wants to be the main guy and he doesn't want to be on a team that sucks. And I don't want him to think this way, but I think there's somebody in his life who needs to step back and be like, yeah, man, you were the best player on a team that one time, and they won, you know, 20 games. So
yeah, they were bad.
Sorry, buddy. And people are like, well, he was with bad talent. I'm like, I'm
and
sorry,
quite
but when
too.
LeBron's with bad talent, he drags him to 50 wins.
That's true.
So yeah. So how Kyrie's crazy if he thinks he can carry a team to 40 wins in the NBA, I think.
Yeah. I would ask Kyrie two things. I would just sit down and ask him two things. One would be, you said you want – or the reports that Brian Windhorst, who is pretty reliable when it comes to Cleveland or even LeBron type, the report said that you – wanted a bigger spotlight and you wanted the bigger role. So what gets bigger than scoring 40 points in the NBA Finals on the second best team in the league? Nothing gets bigger than that. Nothing. You have people that are buying your jerseys, your top six, top seven in jersey sales. Nothing gets bigger than that. So just calm down and be quiet. And the second thing I would say is, so if you go somewhere else, like I just don't know. I don't know the end goal here. I mean, you pretty much ruin your reputation because people are still going to love you the way you play and stuff like that. But you're going to go to another team and still not be a good defender, because if you want to be the number one guy and you want to lead and you want to be the 1A on a championship team, you have to play both sides of the ball. And he only plays one side of the ball. He's not a really good defender. He was 71st in defensive row plus minus out of 85 point guards that qualified. And that's funny now that Cleveland has two of the worst defensive point guards on their roster. Three, actually. Kyrie, Jose Calderon, and Derrick Rose. So I can't. This season's just been it's been nuts, and it's only July.
And it's also crazy to see the verbiage from Kyrie. You know, he wants to be the main guy. He wants to be the star of a team. And then to have the ignorance of putting the San Antonio Spurs on your list and thinking that those two things are ever going to line up. I don't care if they have Kawhi Leonard or not. It's the San Antonio Spurs. They were the first people that started tracking how long, you know, like possession times by individual players. They're not going to let you dribble the ball into oblivion in San Antonio. They won't let it happen.
Well, the word came out today that Kyrie found out that they were shopping him to Indiana for Paul George and to Chicago for Jimmy Butler. He was upset about that, and that's why he's like, well, fine, if you want to trade me, then trade me. I don't want to play with LeBron anymore.
If you're going to be upset about that, then how about you play defense?
Like, well, I mean, and that's a funny thing, too, is that he said he wanted to go play. Okay, at San Antonio, if you don't play defense, you're not going to see the court. And same thing with the Tom Thibodeau team up in Minnesota. If you're going to play on a Tom Thibodeau team, you're going to have to play defense. Now, the funny thing is that
he name Miami, too?
He named Miami as
Eric Spoelstra, you're going to have to play defense.
You're going to play defense. Now, the only team of the four that he mentioned that I think has a shot of even making a trade for him, I think it actually is Minnesota, because I think Cleveland would take a trade of, you know, Andrew Wiggins and, you know, maybe a couple of draft picks for Kyrie Irving, I think Cleveland wouldn't make that deal.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, nothing Cleveland does is going to result in them not making the finals, I think. Cause I think that even if – this is hard to say because we haven't seen Derrick Rose be good in a while, but even if Kyrie's off the team and Derrick Rose is your starting point guard with LeBron, I'm not picking against that team to make the finals. So Cleveland can do what take any deal they want, and Wiggins would help, or anything that Minnesota could offer would help. Would still help Cleveland's chances of getting there. And I love Wiggins. I wanted Wiggins on that Cavaliers team back in 2014. I really thought it was ideal for them to keep him. But, you know, they got Kevin Love and they got a championship out of it. So it is what it is. But, yeah, Kyrie Irving, man, top 6 point guard in the NBA. I guess top 6 point guard. I have him like 6, I think. And this is just crazy. When's the last time we heard of someone of that caliber demand a trade? 2007, Kobe? Is that it? Is that pretty much?
Well, I mean, like Melo kind of demanded one too. That he wanted to go to the Knicks. So I mean, you see players do that, but I mean, it's not too often they want to get traded off a team that's gone to the finals 3 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's understandable trying to get traded off the Nuggets whenever they only went to the finals once, and then after that it was nothing. But you never see a top 24, 25 player like Kyrie is demand, or, you know, not demand, let's not even say the word demand. When Horace was kind of getting upset that people were saying that, he just requested one. Maybe we don't know if it was politely or if it was a bad meeting between him and Dan Gilbert, but you never see a...
When has Dan Gilbert ever had a bad meeting with one of his players? There's no evidence.
But even to that point, this has got to be the most public trade request. When you talk about big name players, you talk about Carmelo, but even, I mean, you have to go back back 10 years to find another one even like the Carmelo one, which would have been Kobe the summer where he just was constantly telling the Lakers to trade him. I mean, this is the third time in 10, 11 years we've had this happen. This doesn't happen that a big name player like this kind of stuff gets leaked like this.
I think another thing that's working with Kyrie Irving is that he saw what LeBron did to Dwayne Wade when Dwayne Wade was in Miami, and he's like, this is supposed to be this guy's best friend, and he kept him in the dark the entire time. Like, Dwayne Wade really had no idea what LeBron was going to do until that article came out in SI.com. So I can kind of see where Kyrie Irving's like that, too. He's like, if he's going to do that to his best friend, how's he going to treat me any different?
Guess what? I don't care what team – I don't care if you're playing with LeBron. Is your name Maverick? Is your last name Carter? Then he doesn't – then you're not going to get to know the deepest inner workings of his life.
That's a good point. Shane Young. Go ahead, Shane.
I think a team that should make a play for it is Phoenix, just because that city needs some, like, star power. And Kyrie has a lot of stuff going on off the court right now, and he's one of the, I would say, 8 biggest names. He's not one of the 8 best players because people don't know he doesn't play defense, but he's one of the 8 biggest names in the sport. And any kid wants to play like Kyrie, iso ball. That's not healthy for the game, but that's the way they like it. I think Phoenix should try to get something like that, because if you're going to give Cleveland Eric Bledsoe, that's a plus. Eric Bledsoe's an amazing player to me, and Kyrie would help Phoenix get on the map a little bit. So I think that would be a good idea.
Do you think Bledsoe, let's say, T.J. Warren to get the Cavaliers a wing player to go with LeBron that can play defense and shoot threes? So it's Warren,
absolutely,
Bledsoe, and then like a 2019 first-round pick. Is that enough, do you think, for the Cavaliers to make that deal?
I would do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't think twice. I would do it before you even got the word T.J. Warren out of your mouth, probably, because I think that I really just think that Eric Bledsoe is, you know what his nickname is in Phoenix? Mini LeBron. It literally is. Like, look on Google. They call him Mini LeBron, and that's because he does everything out there on the floor, and he cares about everything on the court. And with T.J. Warren being a guy that, let's not get crazy and say he's going to stop the Warriors' wings or anything like that, but he makes it a lot better than J.R. Smith did. Makes it a lot better than
Richard Jefferson
does. Yeah, rich old 38-year-old Richard Jefferson.
I can't believe he's still playing. Yeah.
God, that team was the oldest roster in the NBA.
Well, that's old for – okay, hold on 1 second here, Shane. You completely offended our guest.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Lindsay Ebersmeyer is now completely offended. Well, you're talking to someone who just turned 23 over the weekend, so 38 is going to seem like 68.
I got you.
So I totally get that.
I can't imagine that.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says a guy who turned 26 yesterday. Yeah, like I told you, Lindsay, we're surrounded by children.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't understand.
Someday you're going to be old, too. That's not going to seem so funny now, is it?
No, it's not.
In the NBA, if you're 38 in the NBA, you are making $1 million on the minimum. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
you're pretty old. I can't believe Vince Carter's going back for a 40th season, man. I remember watching him when I was in college. Vince Carter.
If he finishes this season with the Kings healthy and just continues this run, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, 100%. Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at YoungNBA. So I think, though, if you're Cleveland, I think what you have to do is I think you have to get Kyrie and LeBron together and have them sit down and see if this is like a relationship that can be, you know, basically mended. And I'm sure Kyrie's going to explain, hey, this is the reason why I'm feeling this way. I don't know where you're going to go next year, and I don't want to be stuck on a team full of scrubs. You know, if you're going to treat Dwayne Wade like the way you treated him back in 2012, then how I know you're not going to treat me the same way. So I think if I'm Cleveland, before I decide what I'm going to do, I would sit those two down and see if I can, you know, have a come to Jesus moment.
Oh yeah, and I really, that's where I think I'm with you. I think that that's going to happen. If I had to bet every dollar I had, I would say that what's going to happen is there's going to be some news leaking out about, oh, they met together, or they met overseas, wherever they're at right now. I think Kyrie's in China for a little bit. They met and they talked it out, and they're going to start next season as the Cavs two stars. I think that's going to happen. It happened 2.5 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, Matt, the trade request. So if nothing's really happened yet, I don't think that we're in store for anything big coming up.
Do you think that was LeBron who leaked that story out?
That's tough. That's what Stephen A. Smith is saying.
I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's a guy that, I mean, he's got some insiders, so it wouldn't shock me if that was true.
I just don't know what the end goal would be for LeBron to do that, to cause more turmoil around the team. Why not keep it silent? Unless he really wants them to make a deal. If he's like, oh, you don't want to be here, get off my team then.
And it could also be kind of be like, you know what, I get what you're doing, so I'm going to try to help acquiesce you here, and I'm going to say, you know what, yeah, I don't want to play with him either and see if they get rid of him, because maybe deep down LeBron knows that after next year he's leaving.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that Cleveland finally hired a GM.
Yeah. You know, they've only had the draft and you know, the first few weeks of free agency, so why not hire one now?
I know. I think that one, because they hired him, I think it was the day after the, I think it was, might have been the day of.
They got hired, I think, on Friday night or Saturday. You're right.
Yeah, so I think what they did was, okay, all this is happening, we just need to hire GM immediately so people don't hate us. Like, that's what they needed to do. And they did. And now it's going to die down. I really don't. I must say this, and then tomorrow there's going to be a trade, so watch it. I think that for the next few weeks, everything's just going to die down, and we're finally going to get a break from all the news, which, you know, that's not really good. We love the news. We crave for the all the tension that's going around the NBA, but I really think that Cleveland's going to settle down, because they've been in the news. They just signed Derrick Rose today, so we talked about that. So I think that'll be it for them.
Shane, we appreciate your insight as always, sir. Enjoy the rest of your night, and anytime there's NBA breaking news, you know, we always go to you.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's Derrick Rose signing for the veteran minimum.
Man, like, life comes at you fast, doesn't it? Remember how he was being celebrated for being the anti-LeBron, and it was only going to be a matter of time before the Bulls were going to take down the Heat, and now he's the backup on LeBron's team.
Oh, here's a fact, though, to end the night. Eight of the last nine MVP winners play for the Warriors or the Cavs. So there you go.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
LeBron, Derrick Rose, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Don't even know how to follow that up, Shane. I really can't. Shane, enjoy the rest of your night, sir. Take care.
See you, man.
That is Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. You can follow him on Twitter at YoungNBA. Let's take a commercial break. Then when we come back, I want to hear more about Lindsay's weekend and how her team beat a team that has two players on the women's national team.
There was like seven.
Seven of them.
Not the full team, but the youth national team experience.
Okay.
Still big time. Still big time.
We're going to find out more about that next, the other side of the break. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM at InsideSTL.com. For hearing correction, can't speak too high.